Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State?
In October, most of the plant world is shutting down ahead of a long winter. But simultaneously, many plants are also seeking new worlds by sending out their seeds. To help the seeds travel as far as possible, plants utilize an amazing array of strategies. Some, like the black cherry, put a final gift wrap over the seeds, something bright, colorful, and sweet-tasting to encourage transport by way of digestive systems. Other plants, like thistle, choose to make their seeds sticky or bristly in order to hitch a ride to another town. Some create an aerodynamic appendage, like the milkweed's silk parachute or sugar maple's winged helicopter. Still others coat their seeds in a waterproof jacket that acts like a PFD, floating the embryo down the river to rest on a shoreline. Once in their new world, the seeds have sensors that will respond to the right combination of temperature, light, oxygen, and moisture to initiate growth. If the conditions aren't perfect, the seeds may not germinate for years. The record for patience may be 10,000-year-old lupin seeds, which were found in 1954 and then placed on wet filter paper, where 6 seeds germinated within 48 hours. One plant, upon reaching 11 months of age and after 10,000 years of dormancy, bloomed. Timing is everything in the dispersal of seeds. Red oaks, for example, typically shed their acorns just before most leaves drop. Their acorns benefit from the cover of newly fallen leaves, which ensures that some acorns will be hidden from predators, while others will be found and dispersed by squirrels and chipmunks intent on hiding their winter stores. Banner crops of acorns come every 3 or 4 years. One researcher tracked 15,000 acorns that were dropped by one prolific tree. Deer, squirrels, and other animals ate 83% of them. 6% were attacked by weevils and insect larvae, and about 10% were naturally imperfect and failed to germinate. Less than 1% actually sprouted, and more than half of those died as seedlings. Fortunately, only one acorn needs to survive to replace the adult tree above it. Whatever the strategy employed, it's clear that NASA couldn't have designed better spaceships than the seeds of most plants. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.